I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alex, you just said one pitch away. Did you think that was strike 3 at 1-2?
I got to take a look. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people thought it was a strike.
Do you think Nate was at all deflated by that or thrown off by that?
I mean, he was upset. Then he threw a fastball up. He fouled it off, and then he threw a split, and you know, he was a little bit in front and put a good swing. You know, Castro has put good at-bats against us throughout the series, right? The home run and the walk against Witt early on, and then today he stayed back on that one. And, well, against Witt, he hits the line right to first, and then that one he battled and he got the base hit. So he's a good hitter. You know, he's not playing because, you know, the other guy is their guy defensively, and they rely on him a lot, you know, on Maldonado. But overall, I know his numbers don't show they had a great season, but his approach is always good.
Maybe time to do away with the unofficial Red Sox anthem, which is Dancing on My Own. What do you think?
Get rid of it?
No? Wiggy wanted that out like a week ago.
Yeah, get rid of that song. Every one of them's got like some hip-hop song they walk up to, yeah. And then you're telling me this is what they want to get lit to?
No, but that's Pilecki's
Pilecki,
walk-up.
Yeah.
That's how it started.
And Callum Scott, the guy who does this remix with Tiesto, is all in on it. I bet he shows up tonight.
You think so?
Yep.
We should have Lil Wayne do a song.
Great point by a caller earlier that Pilecki should have been in there for the ninth with Evaldi. That's a great sneaky call. Real quick, Greg. Yes. Texter wants you to tell the Winky story. I'm not aware of that as a thing.
What? With regard to my mom passing, the Winky story was that I had a dog when I was a young boy named Winky. And Winky was unfortunately run over. And my father came and told me that my dog had been run over, and that my dog had so wanted to get back home to see me that he had had made his way all the way up the driveway and tried to get home to see us, and that's why Winky was found in the driveway. Unfortunately, that was an untruth told to a child. My father had run over my dog Winky, and my poor mom could not keep a lie going, so she informed me behind my father's back that my father had run Winky over.
Oh, how did you handle that?
I mean, I don't know.
He was an adult when he found out.
I mean, I feel like when you go back and you analyze these things now, that these things that happen, they affect your life in some way. I just don't know. I don't know what.
Oh, no. I guess it was the first couple of days after Winky's getting run over by a cop. Mm-hmm. How did you feel?
I was very upset about it. I mean, isn't anybody upset?
That's what your parents are supposed to do. You think your dad's going to be...
Why wouldn't he tell me the truth?
Yeah, you can't do that.
He started our relationship, our father-son relationship off with a horrendous lie.
Well, I mean, Greg, I mean, you're kind of being fraudulent here, as one person would say. We used the same tactic when we told Wiggy that Cam was released.
He's vaccinated. He's coming back. Don't worry, he'll be back.
I mean, I guess if you can, if you if you did that by it was obviously by accident, right. That you would not want. That would be the last thing you would want to tell your children is that you would the one of your children that you would run their dog.
But think
over.
About how happy you were at the time to know Winky traveled all the way from three towns over and died right in the driveway to see.
That's a good lie too. I mean, to come up with that story, that's. Yeah.
Well, if only my dad were around today to take a run at Laz Diaz. Oh, wait a minute. I shouldn't advocate for that. We don't want him, we don't want him run over or anything, right? No.
Just his foot.
Just his foot, so he's out for the rest of the series?
Yeah.
This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey. Hello there, Greg.
What's up, Chris?
Not much. Obviously, condolences for your mom.
Thank you, Chris.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Yeah. But... listen, Wiggy, I think you're missing out on a big opportunity to not have the highest sold T-shirt and donating one of those Dossier shirts to the Greg Hill Foundation, auction it off. Think about it. Nationwide. Yeah. Jermaine Wiggins, fictitious strip club. Highest sold T-shirt ever.
It's a pseudo. It's not even a real strip club.
Oh, it's real.
A pseudo strip club.
No, it's the ALCS. It's a fictitious place. Doesn't even exist. ALCS. What more could you ask for?
In my mind, it's real. I picture it every night. Me being the owner.
You would have people are going to be coming to Boston specifically looking for Dossiers,
right.
And there's no such place.
Think about the NBA players we'll be able to sign.
I think that's going to be a great idea. Yeah. I think that shirt is, like, top-notch.
Just waiting
very
for the
well
new mayor.
Done.
I'm waiting for Anissa to win.
All right.
Also, just a side note, Callum Scott was at the – I was just told he was at the game last night. He threw out the first pitch.
Who?
Callum Scott, the guy who does the Tiesto remix.
Oh, he did?
He was there, yeah.
Well, that's a jinx then.
Well, yep. That's so I guess he should stay home tonight.
Absolutely have to get rid of the song.
Oh, you think?
Yes.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
I don't know.
You bring the guy out. I thought it was Wakefield who threw out the first pitch.
It was
last
a dual, double first pitch.
That never works.
You bring that guy in because his song is your anthem, and then you lose that game?
Mm. Right.
Yeah. You gotta get. They need a new song.
Yeah, get rid of
absolutely
that.
Need a new song.
This guy's our Bucky Dent.
Yeah. All right, speaking of the NBA, as Wiggy just was, Celtics open the season tonight. We will be joined by Celtics owner Wick Grosbeck coming up in just a little bit. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
Mac Jones joins Merloni and Fourier every Patriots Monday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League beer. And join WEEI for pregame 2-4 today at the Kenmore, 476 Commonwealth Ave. That's before Game 5, brought to you by Budweiser, the Major League Beer. 408, your pregame on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. A Chris Sale day. How's Sale going to fare today? Here's Alex Cora's thoughts after the loss last night.
He'll be fine. You know, the way he threw the ball at the end of that outing in Houston, it was good. The way he worked in between starts, it was good. So he'll be ready.
Trying to have faith here, Greg. This was Cora's master plan, right? This is why you started him in game one.
Yep.
He was your game five guy. You get him right. And Cora never loses back-to-backs. Curtis pointed that out. That's a great stat. So here we go.
It's not him, Ken. I'm telling you, it's those bats. Because if those bats get going, you give him some runs, you give him some cushion, he'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Some caller just was chewing out Zeke's ear about Hunter Renfro and what a bum he was yesterday. He missed that. He had a chance to catch that one that went over his head.
Yep.
And then just at the plate, a couple missed opportunities, but... it's one loss, though. You can't start bailing right now.
No, you can't. No, you can't. But you do have to win tonight. I mean, you do not want to lose this game tonight.
If you lose tonight, I feel like...
It's going in the other direction momentum-wise. It really is.
Big day today. Of course, we got the Celtics opening the season, as you mentioned. Wick Grosbeck to talk about that momentarily. Philly and the Bruins at 7:30. Revs in D.C. against D.C. United. Patriots getting ready for the Jets. And Winovich on IR. And that's what's trending now on your Greg Hill Morning Show.
Coming up at 9, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, Chaim Bloom, on this show. However, right now, Celtics open the season tonight. And joining us on the Harbor One hotline this morning, it is Wick Grosbeck, the owner of the Boston Celtics. Hey, Wick.
Yo, man, it's good to come in with the Bee Gees. I think if I were a reliever on the Sox, I'd want them to play the Bee Gees as I came in from the bullpen.
You should have a walk-up, like an owner should have a walk-up song.
And they're going to their seats?
Maybe Bad to the Bone, you think?
Oh, George Thorogood. Love George Thorogood. Speaking of the Sox, saw that you were there the other night. You're following this playoff run by this team?
Yeah, I wasn't there last night, but I watched it till the ninth, and then it got a little grim. But did watch it till the last pitch last night.
Quick business question before basketball, and that is, when it comes to ticket sales, how do they compare to prior to the pandemic?
We have a technical term in the business, which is that we're banged out. We're banged out this year. We've got everything sold, all the season tickets we were willing to sell. You know, we cap it off so that individual fans can come in for individual games, but we sold all the season tickets we planned to sell, and then we added another 1,000 and sold those too. So we're going to be sold out the entire season. We really want to thank everybody for believing and supporting and looking forward to having some fun at the Garden. It's really great to have that support, and the players feel it.
Yeah, that's awesome. From your vantage point, how has the transition of Brad Stevens to his role gone so far?
Well, Brad is, I don't know what cliche, I only speak exclusively in cliches, so, you know, he's a duck to water or something. I think he's really taken to the new role. He's always thought the game and thought about constructing rosters, and obviously that's what he had to do as a head coach in college. And then he worked closely with Danny over the last 8 years, putting our rosters together, and we got to the conference finals a number of times and so on, had some good rosters. So I think this is a real good fit for him to come up into that role and then be able to hire a coach who might have different attributes and might have a new perspective. And really right now, Brad is as happy as I've ever seen him.
Wick, you know, the sentiment around the league through the players is Jason Tatum is right there. He's on the ascend. What's the expectations for him this year, you know, as well as the team, when you look at where he's headed in his career to ultimately be one of those top five guys in the NBA?
Yeah. Hey, Jermaine. I feel like expectations is a word, you know, or hopes or dreams, you know, might be more like positive as opposed to putting something on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
But those shoulders have carried a lot already. He's carried the team forward. He's helped. He was probably the number two player on the Olympic gold team this summer, you know, with Durant. But, I mean, he played at that whole level and ended up being instrumental, obviously, and key player, and learned to come off the bench there, which is an area of growth for a young player to sort of see that team fit in that way. Ime was over there helping coach him. Ime was an assistant on the Olympic team, and so they were together the entire Tokyo time. So there's so much he's learned. There's so much I think he's ready to take even a next step, and he's already a leading all-star, like a hands-down all-star. So I'd love to see him take somehow another step. He's already a really high pillar, or a high place. So I'm so happy he's on the team, and he loves being here.
Wick, when it comes to COVID and vaccines, that's a main focus really heading into this NBA season. How do you think the Celtics have handled it, and how do you think the NBA as a whole has dealt with the situation?
That's a great question, Courtney. I think we're all having trouble dealing with it. I mean, globally, obviously, make the obvious remark. In terms of the league, we have a partnership with the players, and it's a partnership that is not just a word. It actually means partnership and facing issues together, and being able to play in the bubble and being able to start addressing social issues and problems together is what we're trying to do. And I feel like we're doing that. And so trying to face the COVID and vaccine questions together. And so that means respecting people who have different choices to make, but also saying you got to be able to play the games. And so that's the fine line that's being walked out there around the vaccine. In terms of the Celtics, look, everybody wants to have this team go as far as it can. Everybody is a Celtic. Everybody who's on this roster wants to be here and is excited to be here, and it's a great place to start. And we're not letting COVID distract us, hopefully.
Wick, when you look at the Celtics organization, I've been a lifelong fan for my whole life, and what you're seeing with the Red Sox, the fan base getting younger and the enjoyment there, when you see Celtics fans, it seems like they're so supportive of the team. The addition of Ime Udoka seems like the right decision, and it seems like he's getting a lot of respect from, you know, players throughout the league. How happy are you that you were able to get a guy like him?
Oh, I really am excited about him. And, you know, this is a traditional time of year for me to be excited and all this stuff. but it's legit. I really feel we had our first pick of anybody. We had the best situation in the minds of, I think, the agents and the coaches who were looking for jobs or who were available. We interviewed everybody. We picked Ime, hands down, and I was amazed by our conversations and really excited and continue to be. So I'm looking forward. I'll be there tonight in New York and Friday in Boston, and then Sunday in Houston. I'll be at all three, and then I think it's next Wednesday. Wizards back in Boston, so I'll see like four out of the first five games and just really enjoy seeing how he goes. But he's an authentic leader, and he's done it the hard way in the league. He's, you know, maybe he's like your career, Jermaine, where you got a long, long way and you had to work for it. Mm-hmm. I guess I'd say. I mean, I don't want to, you know, you can comment on your own career. That's all of our Patriots.
I'll take it.
Yeah. You know, you got a long way and you deserved it. And so he got a long way, but it was never as the lead guy on the team. He worked for it, and he was assistant on a championship team under Popovich, and he's coached in Philly and coached in Brooklyn as an assistant, and came to us with a lot of perspective of dealing with superstars and dealing with putting teams to get, you know, getting teams to perform. And then he was on the Olympic team. As I said, he's been an international coach for a few years now. So I'm really happy with what he brings as a person and as a coach.
If not for a party boat cruise that were not approved, Wiggy's career would have gone a lot longer. I just want to tell you that. It would have gone a lot longer.
No, what happened to Brady? Brady's tossing the trophy around. You got COVID on that boat. You know, these boat things are really suspect.
Yeah, we only got to be on yachts.
But Wick, if you look at no real significant changes roster-wise, I mean, I'm sure it's great having Al Horford back, but is coaching enough in the NBA? Is when it comes to the expectations for this team this season, is new coach enough?
Well, we felt like a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago, whatever, in the bubble, we were a few baskets away from being in the finals. And then we took a step back last year. And so what we did is we identified who needed to be around and re-signed them. So we re-signed Rob Williams, who's a young talent. Marcus Smart, who's a young-ish talent, you know, and a leader. So getting those two guys locked in at good contracts for them and for us for the next 4 or 5 years is great for us. And then we've got Peyton and Aaron and, you know, coming up and signed some other guys. We got a young team with some real talent, and every single one of them, and this was our agreement over the summer with Brad and Ime, was relentless is the word. That was the word. It turned it into dogs. We want people who are relentlessly going for it. And I think when you look up and down the roster now, you got guys that are bringing the heat. That's the way it's been in training camp. That's the way it's been in inter-squad scrimmages. We'll have to see if it comes true this season on the court starting tonight in MSG. But we want to bring it. And we're looking for an energy level. And if we do that, we're going to be an okay team.
And what is a successful season for you this year? How far does this team have to get?
Yeah, that's a classic. Good try. You have to play some more Bee Gees music and get me all keyed up before I answer that one. But nice try. Listen, let's see what happens. But what I don't want to see is a sideways or, you know, lack of, you know, that sort of that energy buzz of, you know, I want to get after it this year. Yeah. And the fans want that, and they deserve it. And the players will play better when that happens. And that's what we've seen all through training camp. So we're expecting, you know, relentless. And Ime's word is dogs. You know, we're planning to be some dogs out there. And so let's see what happens.
You bring up Marcus Smart. I just have to know, how do you miss a flight that is not a commercial flight?
People oversleep. It's happening.
I need to know.
Yeah. Maybe he thought it was an off day. I'm not 100% sure. I haven't talked to Marcus about it. It turned into being an off day.
He has the same alarm clock as Time Lord.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he Time Lord was supposed to wake him up, and it didn't happen.
All right. Well, go ahead.
Last question for me, Wick. When you look at the Eastern Conference, there's a lot of teams that had done some things in the offseason to make it better. You look at Chicago adding DeMar DeRozan, Miami added Kyle Lowry. I mean, the Eastern Conference, it seems like you got the defending champs there, Milwaukee Bucks. You look at this conference and you have, you know, two players in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum that – can really do a lot of damage for you. How do you just feel about the Eastern Conference in general and what it's kind of becoming now with all the talent that you start to see? Obviously, we know about Brooklyn.
Yeah, well, I saw Brooklyn took an L last night, and I was somewhat pleased with that. Listen, I'll start by saying it's a good season if we stay ahead of Philly and Brooklyn, just on personal grounds. Would love that, and that's from growing up here, you know, and yeah. from and the Knicks. You know, you put those three in, if they're in the rearview mirror, it's been a great year because I'm born and raised in Boston. But other than that, we have two young all-stars, and we've got a roster around them on, like, with ability to grow on contracts that are, you know, fair to both sides kind of thing. And we can go forward with this team, see who develops and see what roster moves or trades might develop if we want to go for a big three concept at some time. We don't have that in the sights. That could take a year. That could take 3 years. We don't know. So I'm not making any remarks about that otherwise, is say that we burn with one desire, and I said it in Ime's press conference, we're going to win Banner 18 or die trying, and that's the way it is. And so we feel like this group can take us at least a step towards that, and then we're going to see what happens, but we are on the upswing as far as I can tell, and that's the hope. So let's hope it comes true.
Wick, I don't know if you've heard about Ty Law has been coming on to the show a lot to push his V1 vodka, very good vodka. I'm more of a tequila girl, and I was just wondering if you would like to come into studio. Maybe we could go over Sincoro, different ways to drink it,
etc. You're always trying to get free booze.
No, I would like to learn more about the tequila.
This is going to be the Courtney show before you know it, Greg. So.
Yeah. Fine.
You know,
I understand.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm going on the Courtney show with some tequila. Absolutely, I'll be over there. Just let me know what expressions you want. I'll bring some extra añejo over, the very special stuff.
Ooh.
But añejo is a daily drink of a lot of people, and we just sold our 1 millionth bottle. And we are Alicia Keys loved it so much she put it in her most recent video, Lala. If you check out Lala, you'll see Sincoro.
Awesome. Awesome.
And she's the real deal. So we love it, and it's going great, and appreciate the invite. We'll be there.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, we're excited about the season. Good good luck, obviously, this evening, and look forward to checking in with you again as the season moves on. Wick.
We win tonight. I'm calling you right after the game.
Okay. Yeah, please do that.
That's pretty good right there.
Please do that. Let's have a Sox-Celtics. Right. Bruins played tonight also, right?
Yeah, made the Reds.
All right. Let's go. Let's go for four, I guess, tonight.
Big four.
All right.
Mayhem.
Wick, thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Always great talking to you. Thanks.
Okay. All right. There you have Wick Grosbeck and Wiggy. You heard. Maybe they'll consider a big three situation.
I like that.
Was that a nugget?
That was a nugget.
That was a nugget. I wrote that down.
Yeah, how about Morris Chestnut did the intro to the baseball game last night? Your guy, Morris Chestnut Coates.
Did he do an intro? Yeah. Okay. I was looking for that when you saw the text. I went to Fox and I turned it on to see it.
Yeah.
And then
FS1.
Right. And then I realized, wait a second. It's like Grey's Anatomy or something. What the hell's going on here? Why isn't the baseball game on? Isn't that like their main station?
What? Well, yeah. Fox, yes.
Why wouldn't the game be on Fox instead of Grey's Anatomy?
World Series will be on Fox.
Wiggy called me. He's like, who's this Brett Beyer guy?
It's baseball. That's why. That's why it's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but even though it's...
It is crazy.
I was like, what the hell? Am I late for the game or something?
Wiggy was on the O'Reilly Factor last night. He had no idea it was Fox News.
The NBA's on TBS and TNT. What's the difference?
Yeah, but not when it's the, like, the main...
This is not the World Series. This is the ALCS.
It should be on Fox.
It's the ALCS, Greg?
Wasn't the other game the other night, wasn't that on Fox?
No, it's been on FS1 the entire go-round here.
No, the first three games, you're right, Wiggy.
Well, the weekend games end up being on on the network.
Oh, that's what I mean. There's a couple. This is your major station. Does everybody even have FS1? And I'm like going to Fox to see Morris Chestnut, right? You know, my wife absolutely loves him. Talk about a hall pass. Forget about it. You know what?
He's your hall pass?
No. She loves Morris Chestnut.
Stuffed peppers with raisins are Wiggy's
that's my hall pass.
Wiggy's been a Morris Chestnut fan his whole life.
She loves the chocolate. But I go to Fox because Ken telling me this, because I like Morris Chestnut as an actor, you know. I mean, Ricky! And I'm like... Where the hell is the baseball game?
Was it a new episode of Grey's?
Maybe I don't know. I don't even know if it was Grey's in there, but it was one of those stupid, like, you know.
Medical shows. Yeah, there are way too many hospitals. Yeah. I agree with you, Wiggy.
I'm like, Curtis, am I wrong here?
Who's this guy Kevin Lemanowitz? Give me the weather.
Am I in the wrong here? Am I the only one who thinks the game should be on?
It should be. Yeah.
It should be.
Okay.
Yeah.
It should.
Right, BC's sure. on FS8.
Oh. Forget about that. That's enough. Even a whole nother story there. BC, you can't even watch that. ACC network. I don't even know where that is.
It doesn't exist.
The ALCS.
Oh, but really, the NBA. Well, the NBA, you're right. The NBA does games on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, the NFL is the only one playoff-wise where every game is on the network.
Well, the NBA does ABC, though. I mean, playoff time, they're on ABC.
TNT, though, too.
Yeah, TNT.
They do.
That's because they have
hockey does... You know, there's five different networks. Yeah. And
right, but that's because they have...
Nesson keeps games up until, you know, the second or third round.
But that's multiple games. When you get to the, basically, the ALCS or the Eastern Conference Finals, those games are mainly on the main networks, right?
Yeah, no, they national. Split, I believe. Just like baseball, they have the NLCS this year is TNT, ALCS is Fox, similar with the NBA.
Well, maybe I should learn more about the Nielsen rating.
Maybe you should. Maybe you should, Wiggy. You do that during the break, which we're going to take right now. Tomorrow, speaking of hockey, Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will join us at 8:30 on this show.
Smashing success last week, I would say. Milbury was great.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He's really good.
Yeah. He's really good. And Ty Law was great yesterday. Somebody was whining to me about they don't like Ty Law.
What?
Who?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon.
He and Roddy, who's on today with MF, you can't get a better Patriot interview than those two guys.
I know.
On the day your mom passes, somebody contacted you and said they didn't like Ty Law?
Curtis, you can't use that excuse forever. But yes, they were DMing me about how bad Ty Law is on the program.
About what? He tells it like it is.
Meanwhile, I think he's the greatest interview in the history of interviews.
He gives his opinion like the way he sees it.
Yeah, is there any other player, maybe outside of Charles Barkley, that is as accomplished as Ty is and as opinionated?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Jeez, did you see Charles Barkley talking about Kyrie Irving yesterday?
Yeah. Barkley's good, though. I like Barkley.
What did he say?
Oh, he said that he was like, I'm all in on the Nets. You know, I don't think he should be one foot in, 1 foot out. You get the vaccine for other people, not for yourself. He was going in.
Yeah, that's Charles. He's one of those people. He's one of those, get the vaccine, Kyrie Irving. He's not 1 foot in, 1 foot out. He's like, I'm not doing anything until I get the vaccine.
Wiggy texted me last night saying Barkley was racist.
And I love Charles Barkley, but at least, like you said, he's got an opinion.
Get the vaccine. But what do you mean? You don't think he's entitled to have his opinion?
No, he can, but I think...
Sorry, can I open that bat?
I think the problem becomes when you have a guy like Kyrie, it's more about people not liking him, right? So if this was LeBron James who was doing this, they would be praising him. Way to stand up for what you believe is. Right, LeBron, that's what's wrong. You're a pillar in the black community.
You think Barkley would have done that?
Oh, Charles would have. Listen, he would have done that. He would have done the way to go, LeBron James. You know, Giannis, look at Giannis. There's a lot of people out there that don't have the voice, but because a lot of people don't like Kyrie, and I understand that, it's all about, this guy is this.
Well, all these nitwit fools.
They think his opinion is fraudulent because his opinion has been fraudulent in the past.
But it doesn't matter what his opinion is on it, right? The fact that he's willing to do this, and there are people out there that are losing their jobs because we just talked about it the other day.
But he was saying that even though he's not playing, he's still going to make $17 million.
Yeah, I understand that. But we talked about the federal government here? They just signed the other day in Massachusetts. Yeah, all these people.
Yesterday. It's the state government.
State government, excuse me. Yeah. Lost their jobs because they didn't want to get vaccinated. We talked about the lady on ESPN.
Right.
I mean, there are people everywhere losing their jobs because of a personal decision. Can you imagine, Courtney, right, them saying to you, if you don't take birth control, you are losing your job.
And why would they ever do that?
Wow.
But I'm just saying the fact that they're telling you what you need to do with your body. Mm-hmm. That's the point I'm making. No.
But these people aren't getting paid. They're losing their job. They're not getting paid. And Kyrie Irving's losing his job. He's getting $17 million.
Well, there are other options, certainly, when it comes to birth control. I don't know if that's the best example.
No, but I'm just making the...
There's always the rhythm method.
No, I get what Wiggy's saying. If somebody was telling me I had to do something with my body, right, that I didn't want
that to. Johnny Manzanotti casserole served as pretty good birth control.
No, I'm just making the point that
Johnny Marzetti had to deploy the rhythm method left and right in Ohio. Let me tell you, Curtis. He would have ended up with a lot of little Johnny Marzettis running around.
Oh, maybe they're out there, they're trying to get their money for his famous dish there. But all I'm saying is that you're now telling people, and you criticize people. Stephen A. Smith calls them dummies. No. Yeah. For not getting vaccinated. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we got to take a break.
That's all I'm saying, man.
We'll be back with Chaim Bloom, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, and a playoff Red Sox front office report.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.